In Jesus' name, amen. Thank y'all for lifting your hands in faith. And so this morning, I want to talk about how we don't need any more advice. I know I just said what I just said, but it's going to make sense in a minute. We don't need any more advice. And it's always interesting that Brother Jerry, Uncle Jerry, if you will, always give us a sneak peek of what's, it's almost like God is talking to him and talking to me. Holy Ghost, amen. Because I do want to talk about being happy this morning, or that's going to ring loud and clear about being happy this morning, because I was going to talk about something else in this series today, or the first chance I got, I wanted to show some pictures. Do y'all remember me talking about showing some pictures? But I've not been able to get to it. And so today's teaching I had on my cell phone, and I transferred to my computer. But since I'm not going to show pictures, I want to let you know how we're in the world, but we can't be of the world. Because I have a Starbucks. I'm drinking Starbucks right now. And usually everybody say, in the world?
In the world.
But not of the world. Do I not drink this coffee because there's a false God logo on this coffee? Amen. I'm wearing Nikes. Nikes. I'm wearing Nike shoes. Nike is a Greek god. In the world, but not of the world. The computer I'm relying on that has my notes was created by a brilliant man that does not believe in the same God you and I believe in. Amen. He's a Buddhist. He was a Buddhist. Amen. In the world, but not other world. I am surrounded by the world. From the right hand and the left hand and my feet. I'm just worldly. Look, but these items, I'm worldly. In the world, but these items are not in me. Amen. And so we definitely, we can be in the world and not of the world. And so I want to encourage you. Yes, you're going to hear, you're going to see things in this season, but you can definitely be, again, active in the kingdom and then aloof from the world. Does that make sense? So we're still in this series because it's a mess out here. Amen. It's a mess out here, but we don't need no more advice, because I added an extra D. I don't know what the D could stand for, but we don't need any more advice. Someone says, you know this by heart, someone, God took me back to Psalm 1, one of my favorite scriptures, and I'm only going to lift this one piece out of Psalm 1. You can say it by, you probably know it by heart, and it says, and it reads, blessed, ready, set, go. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of scorn. Blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. So for the past 20 days, three cities in Europe, three states in the USA, I've noticed something, that everybody just want to be happy. Speaking of happy, you just sung about happy. Everybody is trying to be happy. I people watch. Anybody else people watch when you travel? Yeah. I mean, I people watch. And I'm looking. And people want to be happy. People are literally trusting in nouns to be happy. What do I mean by that? People. Everybody say people.
People.
Places. Things. I've noticed. I'm like, bro, you really think that's going to make you happy? They're trying to be Makarios, which means favored by God. So basically, blessed is the man, blessed. Everybody say blessed. So if you take your notes, it comes from a Greek word, Makarios, or Makarios, that sounds probably more accurate, that means happy and favored by God. Everybody say blessed. So happy is the man. It also comes from a Hebrew word, Baruch. I want to say I'm pretty close to that. Baruch. Everybody say Baruch.
Baruch.
Everybody say, I want to be Baruch. Everybody say, I want to be Makarios. I want to be favored by God. And true Makarios or Makarios, everybody say true. True. Everybody's trying to be happy. They are trying to hack it, in my opinion, as well. They're trusting in nouns, people, places, and things to make them happy, but they will not be. True happiness begins and don't really ends with God. Amen? It begins and it ends with God. It actually don't really ends, but you get that statement. Amen? And so if you want Makarios, everybody say Makarios. That just sounds so eloquent, maybe because of the, for obvious reasons, it's a happy word. It means happy. Everybody say Makarios. It means blessed. Wake up every morning and say Makarios. And watch your day just become better. Amen? Amen? And so stay away from adding vices to your life. Advice. Advice. Everybody say advice. Advice. I know how it's spelled, but it sounds like advice. Everybody say advice, because vice, write this down. Vice is a practice or a behavior or a habit that is considered immoral. Advice. Everybody say advice. 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 So you're adding a vice. You don't want to add a vice. We don't need any more vices. I got my own issues without you adding issues. I got enough struggles. Amen. Externally, I can't button my coat up today. Externally and internally, I don't need any more. Anybody to bring me no more sweets to the house. No more cakes. No more vices. Amen. I didn't say pies, I said cakes. So that message was not for you. I don't need any more vices, externally or internally. So it's considered immoral, sinful, criminal, rude, or degrading. Vices are often seen as negative traits or actions that are harmful to you. Everybody say, I don't need no more advice. I don't want to hear no more advice. Who's adding vices to your life, or what's adding vices to your life? We see music. We see travel. As we've been traveling for the last 20 days, obviously you're going to hear or see different things that you agree and you don't agree with. Amen? Even in other cultures. Being in Switzerland, I'm teaching gospel music to a choir of non-believers and believers, mixing the same In the same gospel choir, non-believers, believers singing gospel music. Amen. And they are phonetically singing gospel music, but don't have a clue what they are saying because they don't know English. We disagree on everything spiritually, but we agree on what we are singing, and so it's still. It's still interesting to me how that happens, but it is also an opportunity for me to share the gospel of Jesus, because with the translator, I can say, hey, you're singing about the goodness of God, but God is good. And then they start speaking in French, and then you see the eyes go, that sounds interesting. I guess God could be good, but I don't believe in God. But you like gospel music like it's hip hop, like it's Whitney Houston, greatest hit. It's very interesting. Who's adding vices to your life? Advice, advice. Everybody say advice. Advice. Who's adding? What's adding advice? Because we know Romans 10 and 17, very, very familiar scripture. It says faith. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Faith comes by what? Hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You may have heard me say this before, but faith ain't the only thing that comes by hearing. It ain't the only thing that comes by hearing, because obviously you can be frustrated. How many lately, I'm saying lately, but obviously for obvious reasons, lately you may have seen something on TV and it caused you to be ticked. Raise your hand. It caused you to be angry, frustrated, maybe even fighting mad. Actually, if you didn't hear it, you wouldn't have had that response. Faith ain't the only thing that comes by hearing. Amen? So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Yes, you've been sad before because of what you heard. Amen. Depression can almost always, in my opinion, be traced to what you've heard. Amen. Yes, there's medicine for depression. There's counseling. But the be anxious for nothing. Amen. But in everything, do what? Replace what you are hearing with praise and thanksgiving. Amen. And the peace of God will overtake you. I'm summarizing. Amen. You're replacing what you heard with something else you need to hear. Who's adding voices? Who's adding vices to your life? Obviously, vices can come through the means of voices. Take 20 seconds and think about what you've heard over the past week. Do an inventory, metacognition. Think about what you've heard and what space did that put you in for the next 10 seconds. 20 seconds is almost up. Think about what you've heard, who you've talked to. It's some family members. No disrespect. I ain't answering the phone. I already know. I really do try to protect what I hear. I'm telling you, to the point where it may come off rude, but man, I'm the one that got to go to bed at night. Amen. Amen. In the hotels, I cut off the TV because it's on the screensaver and it's showing whatever it wants you to see and hear. Turn it off. Turn off the TV, sweet. Because I don't want to hear it. Amen. Because faith ain't the only thing that comes by hearing. So this season, you may have to say, nah, I'm good. No shade. No offense. I'm good. I already know. CNN, you turn it off, you turn it back on, it's still on the, like, did you freeze it? It's on the same thing. Amen. Why are we getting advice from those who practice sin? That's a question I want to pose this morning. Those who practice sin. Anybody ever been to baseball practice? So I was the water boy, football. Thank you. Nobody laughed. Praise the Lord. No bullies. What? Now you're laughing. I was the water boy, but try to hold it. Baseball, I played baseball. And so I remember going to practice. It's a whole ordeal to go to practice and to gear up. You prepare to get better at this sport. I think it was, I can't remember who it was. They shot, like, at least they said they shot, like 1,500 shots. And of course, Charles Barkley, if you watch First Take, if you know what I'm talking about, you know what I'm talking about. But Charles Barkley said cap. He capping. Raise your hand if you don't know what capping means. You don't know what capping means. Raise your hand. You don't know what capping means? Capping means lie. He capping. So no cap, no lie. I shot 1,500. I shot 1,500 shots today. No cap means no lie. But likely he was capping. Maybe he was capping. So capping means lie. All right. Praise the Lord. You came so I can teach you capping. But imagine everything that it takes to practice something and get better at something. Serious question. Why are we considering what the ungodly are saying? Or those who practice, when I say practicing, if you are in a lifestyle, you are practicing. You are getting up and you are saying, I identify as a cat today. And I have my fake tail. I'm human and I identify as a cat and I have a litter box. True story, by the way. And it's, raise your hand if you've never heard of furries. The furry craze. Raise your hand if you've never heard of the furry craze. And the furry craze, this is not even into my notes, is when the next generation young people are identifying not as, if you were born biologically a boy and you say, I really want to be identified as a girl. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about It's a step beyond that. It's now you're not even identifying as a human. You are identifying as an animal, and you want and it's slowly. I think it was 4th of July. I asked, or maybe before the 4th of July, I asked around, and I said, "Is this really a thing?" And it was like, "Yeah, it's really a thing." Like instead of responding to you, hey. Have you did your homework, Taquisha? And Taquisha responds to me by saying,
And then she responds in English. In other words, I may do that because I identify as a cat. It's the furry craze. Why am I here? But why are we considering it? So look it up. Definitely look it up. Obviously, we are in the middle of this because of what we do with the next generation. Imagine identifying one of your students or anybody that comes here in the church, and they bring something, and it's like weird to us, and it's not logical because they identify as an animal. Okay, whatever you're going through with this furry craze, you come to me and you identify as a snake. I know this is going to be comical. I'm not trying to offend nobody, but I'm going to say it. I don't like snakes. Amen. Anybody else like snakes? You can identify with a snake if you want to, but you ain't going to have a happy life. People don't like snakes. Some people like snakes. I don't like snakes. My dad is a exterminator, and anyway, let me get back on subject. This is a real thing. It's really real. Shooting, you're practicing your shots to become better basketball player. But those who practice sin, think about this muscle memory that you're trying to, or that's created when you practice sin. It's going to be hard to tell you differently that you shouldn't do this because it's sinful. Even if I come to you and tell you the truth in love, and I bring the word of God, and I open up the word of God, because you are practicing. When you practice something, a muscle memory is developed. Am I making sense? Why do we take advice from those who practice sin? Proverbs 12 and 5 says, "The plans of the righteous are just, but the advice of the wicked is deceitful." No more advice. I don't want any more advice from you, ma'am, sir, or animal. Proverbs 14, 7 says, "Stay away." Everybody say, "Stay away." Stay away. All right. "Stay away from a fool." I didn't say it. The Bible said it. "Stay away from a fool." And if you're not a fool, you have nothing to worry about. Amen. You're not offended. "Stay away from a fool, for you will not find knowledge in their lips." The ungodly don't know how to give godly advice or sound advice. Amen. They don't know. Listen, guys, let's consider, stop giving people a pass. Let's not make people a Christian if they're not a Christian. If it looks like a duck, if it talks like a duck, and if it acts like a duck, it's a what? It's a duck. The ungodly, the Bible says in Psalm 1, the ungodly are what? Not so. The ungodly are what? Not so. It is very, and it's emphatic, it is sure, it is confident. The Bible says, God says, the ungodly are not godly. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff with the which the wind drives away. The godly are not godly. Real life example. These are questions, and I'm just going to throw it out here. Y'all all right? A little coffee break. Y'all all right? Look at your neighbor and say, "Neighbor. He really drinking coffee up there." Why would you take advice from a producer, a TV producer that produces filth? You could spend your money on anything you want to produce if you claim to be a Christian, but you have the liberty to produce anything you want to do. But it seems like if you check the catalog, if you check the portfolio, it's a lot of filth. What should Christians do with their wealth? Affect the world in a positive way. Amen? Amen? I could write any kind of music with the gift God gave me. I have a lot of opportunities. Amen? Amen. I could make a beat and be debt free. Well, I'm debt free already by not doing that. Amen? Amen? Y'all ain't gonna clap for that? I'll clap for it. So God will look out for, look after you. Amen. But you can do whatever you want to do with your wealth as a Christian. But it's just interesting. Why would I even? So now I'm seeing this. Why would I take advice from you producing all of that filth? Because it seems like there's a contradiction there. Number two, why do we take advice from TV shows full of non-believers? Or the producer of these TV shows? Why do we take advice? I know y'all gonna love this, depending on where you fall in this. You're gonna love this, you're gonna probably smile. You're gonna say, amen, sir. Why do we take advice from any government official that lies? I knew it was coming. Everybody say, any government official. Ignore it if you want to. Wrong is wrong, even if it's from a popular person. Alpheus, does that mean I shouldn't vote because seemingly all politicians lie? Amen. Have y'all heard that? I've heard somebody say all of them lie. Well, what do we do with that? That's putting us in an interesting position. Well, we choose the person that lies the less. We vote for the person that lies the less. I'm just saying. I mean, y'all laughing because it does sound interesting, but we've said that. I am choosing the lesser of two. What? Why do we have to choose any evil? For thine is the kingdom, Lord, keep us from evil. Deliver us from evil. I don't want to run to evil. I don't want to run to the polls and vote for evil and think I'm going to have a good night's sleep. So, Alfie, so you're telling me we don't vote because all politicians are liars? And I know some politicians. Hey, I mean, personally, that's what they say. But let me tell you this. Let me submit this to you. God will not turn you away in heaven for not voting. But if you don't believe in his son, Jesus, he will absolutely turn you away. Amen. How many believe that because people, though, have died so we would have the right to vote, that we should exercise our right to vote? Amen. How many believe that? How many have said that this year? Maybe more than because it's election year, it's presidential election year. How many have said that a lot? Listen, especially with the young people, hey, Taquisha, I know you don't like the candidates, but people died so you can vote. You better vote. How many, one more time, little survey. How many have said that? How many people have also shared the message that many times throughout the year? I wonder, are people spreading the word about Jesus because he also died so we can have the right to live? I wonder if that message is matching the message of you need to vote because people died so you can vote. You look lost. You look like, are you saved? Well, you need to vote, not vote. You need to accept Jesus. You should consider accepting Jesus because Jesus died so you can live and have a right to the tree of life. Just let's just think about that this next season. So I want to end with this. Who are you taking your advice? Advices. Psalm 111 verse 10 says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. All who follows his precepts have good understanding. To him belongs eternal praise." Ephesians 1:17 says, "I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better." Amen. I really love the word of God. Anybody love the word of God? Of course we do. Job 28, verse 28. And of course, we know Job. When people say you got the patience of Job, that's a compliment. Amen. You have the patience of Job. That's a compliment. And Job is saying, and he said to the human race, "The fear of the Lord, that is wisdom, and to shun evil is understanding." Everybody say, no more advice. Everybody say, no more advice. Everybody said, don't add any more advices to my life. 1 Corinthians, I want to end with this. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58. In the season, I want to encourage us. The standard is the standard. The standard should be the standard. The standard is the standard. A straight line is a straight line. Amen. Things around us may change, but the word of God will remain the same. Amen. Interesting season that we're in, but in my opinion, I like to be like the person to the right of me. He seems to be very optimistic no matter what's going on. I actually needed the person to the right of me maybe about a week ago when we were stuck in the airport for almost 24 hours. Amen. Patience of Job. You need the patience of Job. Amen. Amen. Because everything around, it's like, oh my God, you can just, being stuck in the airport would test your marriage. But we survived. We never hugged, and we didn't hug someone, hey, babe, we're going to be all right. We're going to be all right. You don't want to be stuck with somebody you don't love and you don't like. You hear me? Just think about it. Those are going to get married in the future. Just think about the worst case scenario. Put them in it and say, will they last? Do I want to be stuck with this person with no food, no water? 1 Corinthians 15. In this season, guys, we have to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Always. Alphaeus, you on the move. Well, I'm 1 Corinthians 15, 58. You on the move. Oh, I'm 15, 58 in it this next season. Because if Jesus is soon to come, I want to be found working. Amen. Amen. I want to be found working. For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain. I don't know who I'm talking to in this room. And again, I keep referencing the person to the right of me. He just encouraged us. He said, we may be small in number, but we have a big heart in this room. Amen. Did y'all feel that encouragement? He said, it's few of us, but we're getting it done for the kingdom. And I really do believe that vibration that came from Brother Jerry. Amen. Let's not be weary in well-doing. Let's not be weary in well-doing. How you know you're doing well? Because you're weary. Why did it say, be not weary in well-doing? So one indication that you're doing well is you're weary. That's a sign that you're doing, I don't feel the best, well-doing. I'm not feeling the best in my spirit, well doing. Be not weary. That means you're doing well. The devil is always on. Raise your hand if it's always something. Raise your hand if it seems like you're doing well. Look at somebody and say, you're doing well. Always something. You saying it's always, if it's you, you feel like you have a protection. You have a dome around you. You have the Holy Ghost protecting you. How many feel like God, the enemy is messing with somebody that you love? He know that's a good way. Listen, God is annoying you through other people. That's a sign that you're doing well. You're doing well. You're doing well. Everybody say, I'm doing well. I'm doing well. Be not weary in well doing. And to be honest, most of us in this room, we have first world problems anyway. Just travel a little bit. We have no Wi-Fi for 24 hours. That's first world problems. You can't fly back home like you want to. That's first world problems. Amen. They ran out of milk. That's first world problems. They don't have the bread that you want. It's first world problems. Amen. Amen. It's time. Amen. I paid all my bills and I only have $200 left. It's tight. That's first world problems. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Clap your hands if you have first world problems. I'm thankful for first world problems. Amen. Could be worse. Be not weary in well doing. Lord, thank you for this message. Thank you for this timely message, this encouragement. Thank you for this reminder that we are doing better than we think we are. We are doing better than we think we are. And we will do better than we think we are when we think better. Whatsoever a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Thank you, Lord, for speaking to my heart today. Thank you for speaking to my spirit. I don't have everything I want, but thank you, God, I have everything I need. I have everything I need. I have everything I need. And you are responsible for supplying all of my needs. Thank you that in this next season, in a dark world, your light, your will, your wisdom will shine through me. You can trust us in this room to stand up for you, for your will, for your way, to be a representative for the kingdom. God, we want to represent you before we represent any political party this next season. When we introduce ourselves, give us the courage to introduce ourselves as Alpheus. Yes, I'm a Christian. Yes, I believe in Jesus. We love you. We adore you. Keep us encouraged. You know we need encouragement. And we're asking for encouragement. We're asking for strength. Yes, those of us, there's many of us in this room, we need a physical healing. We need a healing. We need a touch from you. We need a touch from on high. And we thank you for touching us. We thank you for healing us. We thank you for restoring us. We thank you for honoring us as we honor you. We know your word says you would draw nigh to us if we would draw nigh to you. Keep us close. God, as we keep you close, keep us safe and forever in your care. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.